With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has told House Republicans to remain united as they prepare to vote on a government funding bill referred to as a continuing resolution, or CR.
He is encouraging all Republicans to vote yes on this clean CR, which freezes funding at current levels and will prevent the Democrats from getting their long-awaited government shutdown.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. Earlier, Republicans received overwhelming support from their members on a procedural vote. That vote on the bill in the House should be coming shortly. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine is open to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia, subject to Kremlin agreement. A positive development in talks underway in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will present this plan to Russia. The Trump administration also will immediately lift its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. On the economic front, there's been a new development. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said this afternoon U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick called him, and Ford agreed to remove a Canadian surcharge on electricity sent to the U.S. He said he was confident President Trump would rethink his own plans for 50% tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. Government figures show the job market is remaining steady in the country.
The Labor Department reported Tuesday U.S. employers posted 7.7 million vacancies in January, up from 7.5 million. Layoffs fell slightly in January, and the number of Americans quitting their jobs rose. Openings are down from 8.5 million in January of last year.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. This is SRN News. A Christian homeless ministry gets a big check.
California's Orange County Rescue Mission is the recipient of a $200,000 donation from Chick-fil-A, the popular fast food chain. Ministry President Brian Crane tells the Christian Post that he is grateful, adding that, quote, "We are 100% privately funded and therefore completely rely on the generosity of private foundations, individual donors, and churches." Orange County Rescue Mission was formed in 1963 and provides both shelter and the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Franklin Graham's Encountering God tour has taken the evangelist to Ethiopia. Graham held an event over the weekend in the capital city of Addis Ababa. He delivered a message of hope and worship, and that was led by local and international artists. Saturday's event drew 320,000 people to Meskel Square. In June, Graham will return to London, England. That will be for the fourth consecutive year. This is SRN News. A one-time Filipino leader now in the custody of authorities.
Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested in connection with an international criminal court case alleging crimes against humanity were committed during his anti-drug crackdown. President Ferdinand Marcos' office says Duterte was arrested today at the Manila airport, and police took him into custody on orders of the ICC. It's not clear where Duterte was taken.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says the ICC wants to hold Duterte responsible for the deaths of thousands during a drug war which lasted more than a dozen years. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk says his government intends to put 100,000 volunteers through military training yearly starting in 2027. The country on NATO's eastern flank seeks to build an army of reservists with worries about Russia. Tusk also said cabinet ministers, they would undergo military training. More details at SRNNews.com.